Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama to address terrorism. U.S. President Barack Obama will focus on his top priority, keeping Americans safe, as he gives a rare address today from the White House Oval Office. With a preview is VOA's Ken Bredemeyer.
It's a very significant moment in American history. This attack in California last week is possibly the worst since 9/11. And the president wants to talk about the broader threat of terrorism, but also how the country intends to combat it, at the same time adhering to its commitment to justice, equality, and freedom. It is a moment when a lot of Americans are very afraid of what they see as being overtaken by Islamic State terrorists or their sympathizers.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation continues to investigate what led to U.S.-born Saeed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, killing 14 people and wounding 21 at a gathering of local government workers. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for an explosion today in southern Yemen that killed the governor of Aden province and several of his bodyguards. The blast hit Governor Ghaffar Mohammed Saad's convoy as he traveled to his office in Aden City. Aden has been a key battleground in Yemen, where Houthi rebels took control of the capital, Sana'a, last year, before sweeping into Aden and forcing President Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi to flee to Saudi Arabia. Pro-Hadi forces backed by Saudi-led airstrikes later pushed the Houthis out of Aden. This is, from Washington, VOA News. Syrian